But the old-fashioned leaders of the Jewish faith, according to Joseph, were much upset. They greatly disliked his popularity with the masses of the poorer Hebrews. The Nazarene, so they told Pilatus, had publicly claimed that a Greek or a Roman or even a Philistine who tried to live a decent and honorable life was quite as good as a Jew who spent his days studying the ancient laws of Moses. Pilatus does not seem to have been impressed by this argument, but when the crowds around the temple threatened to lynch Jesus and kill all his followers, he decided to take the carpenter into custody to save his life. He does not appear to have understood the real nature of the quarrel. Whenever he asked the Jewish priests to explain their grievances, they shouted heresy and treason and got terribly excited. Finally, so Joseph told me, Pilatus sent for Joshua. That was the name of the Nazarene, but the Greeks who live in this part of the world always refer to him as Jesus, to examine him personally. He talked to him for several hours. He asked him about the dangerous doctrines which he was said to have preached on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. But Jesus answered that he never referred to politics. He was not so much interested in the bodies of men as in man's soul. He wanted all people to regard their neighbors as their brothers, and to love one single God, who was the Father of all living beings. Pilatus, who seems to have been well versed in the doctrines of the Stoics and the other Greek philosophers, does not appear to have discovered anything seditious in the talk of Jesus.